In accordance with state law regarding public meetings held via electronic equipment, this meeting will be recorded and recording will be posted on the authority's website. I'd like to start with a roll call of board members. My name's Peter Lisi. Obviously, I'm present. Bettina Brown Eyes.
Here.
I see Bettina. Martin Budd.
Here.
Andrew Foster.
Here.
Michael Azzotti.
Here.
Thank you. Gary Kelly. Is Carrie on? I'm sorry, Jeanette.
He had to leave the meeting.
She did. Okay.
Yes, she had to leave.
Estella Lopez. No. Julie Savino.
And Estella also.
Estella left as well. Yeah.
Right.
Julie's here.
I'm present.
Yeah. Laura Baker.
Here.
Still on. Thank you. And Jeanette Weldon.
Yes, I'm here.
Present. Thank you. Okay. Individuals are asked to state their name and title before speaking during the meeting. Votes will be taken by roll call unless the vote is unanimous. And in the event the meeting is interrupted due to technical difficulties, members and staff will receive a text or an email advising whether, number one, the meeting is adjourned or canceled, or number two, the time the meeting will resume. So with that, we can jump right into the agenda. Calling the meeting to order. First item of business is the approval of minutes from our March meeting. And just as I'm hoping and asked regarding Chesla, I'm hoping the folks have had a chance to take a look at the minutes and have read them. And I would entertain a motion to accept the minutes from March 18th. Is there a motion?
Still moved.
Thank you, so moved.
Okay, I think I heard Julie
and
move
I'll
it.
Set,
and
there was,
Julie can have it.
You want me to have it, Mike? Okay, Julie, so moved.
And I'll second.
And there's second. There we go. We work well together.
Peter, I'm
sorry.
I'm going
to leave it to whoever's transcribing this to decide who moved and who seconded it. Okay, so it's been moved and seconded to adopt the minutes from March 18th. Now the motion's out there, and I'm hoping folks have taken a look at them. Are there any changes or edits that need to be made? Any discussion?
I will abstain. I was not present.
Okay. All right. Well, let's vote. All those in favor of adopting the minutes as presented, please say aye.
Peter?
Aye.
Peter, I'm sorry to interrupt. It's Denise. There is a small typo on section 7.
7.
It should read June 2024.
Okay. All right. I'm hoping people see that. The narrative says June 2023, and it should be 2024. So with that correction, all those in favor of adopting the minutes as presented, with that one correction, please say aye.
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 Anyone opposed? And abstentions? Marty Budd.
Right.
Any other abstentions? All right. Thank you. The motion carries. Jeanette, Executive Director's Report?
Yes, I have nothing to report for the CSOS meeting.
All right. Thank you. Justin, you can talk to us about the loan loss reserve.
Absolutely. Good morning. One moment here. All right. So Justin Schwartz, Financial Reporting Manager at Goal Solutions. So the loan loss reserve is on pages 9 and 10. And for the loan loss reserve analysis, we use the same methodology that we have in prior years, where we look at the federal and private portfolios separately and apply assumptions to come up with a remaining lifetime loss projection for each portfolio. And then based on the results of the analysis, we recommend changes to the loan loss reserve. This year, we are recommending an increase in the loan loss reserve of $61,000 on the federal loan portfolio and a decrease of $101,000 on the private loan portfolio. So that's really the result of the analysis. There's additional detail on pages 9 and 10. Certainly happy to take any questions related to the analysis. But if not, I believe it requires a vote related to the motion on page 8.
I move that motion.
Okay. There is a motion in everyone's board packet detailing the increase for the federal loan loss reserve and the decrease for the private loan loss reserve. The motion's been made. Is there a second?
Second, Sandra.
Anyone like to second the motion?
Second, Sandra. Second.
All right, Andrew, second the motion. Thank you, Andrew. Are there any questions for Justin? Any discussion? Hearing none, we can take a vote. All those in favor of adopting the motion in your board packet with regard to the loan loss reserve, please say aye.
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 Is there anyone opposed? Are there abstentions? Thank you very much. Motion carried unanimously. All right. Justin, the budget proposal?
Sure. So this is going to start on page 16. The primary drivers, of course, of the budget are the pay down of the loan portfolio and redemption of the bonds. And our general approach here is to review the recent trends and performance of the portfolio and carry them forward to create the proposed budget. So starting with the balance sheet on page 17, just quickly looking at the layout here, the first column you see is the June of 24 projected amount. So that's where we expect to be as of the end of this month. It includes actual numbers through March and then estimates for April, May, and June. The second column is the June of 25 proposed budget. So that is the budget we'll be seeking approval on. The third column is the June of 24 current budget. So that's the one that was approved last year that we are currently operating off of. And then there are two variance columns, the first of which compares the June of 24 projected amount to the June of 25 proposed budget. And then the second, the column all the way to the right, compares the June of 24 projected amount to the current budget. So the far right column is a measure of how the current budget has performed over the past year. Try not to go into too many of the line items here. There's quite a few, but generally we'd like to point out any anomalies that popped up and certainly any material differences on some of the larger line items if they exist. So the larger line items being loans receivable and bonds payable here on the balance sheet. So looking at row 14, loans receivable, they came in at about $65.6 million, where we had budgeted them to come in at $63.1 million. So just a small 3.5% variation there. The current year budget proposal suggests that loans receivable will end up at about $45.6 million. And this assumes that about $20 million of loans will be paid down in the coming year. Looking further down at bonds payable, they came in at $55.9 million, where we had expected them to come in at about $55.1 million. Again, a very slight variance there. The current budget expectation is that bonds payable will end fiscal year 25 at about $35 million, meaning we expect about $20 million of bonds to pay down over the coming year. By comparison, it was roughly $26 million that paid down in the previous year. Looking down at row 29, total net position coming in at $20.7 million, where we had budgeted $19.4 million. Again, relatively non-material variance there. And on the current budget proposal, we're expecting total net position to increase to about $21.4 million. Moving to the next page, the income statement. The first item to note there is on row 3, so loan interest income. The current year is coming in at $6.9 million, which is $1.9 million, or 27% above the budgeted amount. This is primarily due to an increase in special allowance payments over the prior year. And then we are projecting the fiscal year 25 budget to come in at around $4.5 million, which would be a year-over-year decline of about $2.5 million. Which is expected as the loan portfolio continues to draw down.
Can you explain what the special, Marty Budd here, special allowance payments are?
Sure. So the special allowance payment is a payment received from the Department of Education where when interest rates are rising, the rate to the borrowers is held constant, and then the difference between the borrower's rate and the market rate is essentially made up for by the government and paid to the trust. This can also work the other way around when rates go lower, but at the moment, the market rate is higher than the fixed rate on the
loan.
The trust is the recipient of those payments currently.
Mr. Chair, this is for the record, Tim Webb. Marty, just to put a little more flesh on that bone, back when student loans were first originated, they were originated through banks. And in order to entice banks to offer essentially signature loans to students, there needed to be an excess yield provided to the lender to entice them to originate those loans. So that additional yield was in the form of special allowance payments. They were competing with home loans or other types of loans that a bank may offer, and they were trying to get a below market rate for the borrower, yet provide a rate to the lender that would equate with the risk that they were taking. So that's where special allowance came in.
Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you, Mr. Webb. And so next, maybe looking at row 13 for the bond interest expense, coming in at about $4.5 million. So that's about $500,000 above the budgeted amount. And we are projecting a year-over-year decrease of $1.9 million as the bonds continue to pay down. Looking at row 29, net change in position before extraordinary items, the current year is coming in at $1.6 million, which exceeds the current year budget by $1.7 million, and that variance is largely the result of the loan interest income that we discussed on row 3. And then finally, row 33, the only extraordinary item that occurred in the current year was the $500,000 scholarship program release, and it is the only extraordinary item that we are including in the fiscal year 25 budget. So if there are any further questions or comments, we can discuss those now. Otherwise, we are seeking approval of the budget.
When are you likely, Jeanette, to call for that $500,000? Is it for the scholarships beginning this summer?
So typically once it's in the budget, it doesn't, there's a further authorization to actually move the money, which I believe we do in January or March.
Of next year?
Yes, right.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Thank you.
And so, yeah, if there's no further questions, we're just seeking approval of the budget. I believe there's a vote around it, if I recall.
I'm not sure if Peter is frozen.
Oh, yeah, it looks like that might be the case.
So, Julie, do you want to jump in as the vice chair? It looks like Peter is frozen.
Nobody else making the motion, I'll make the motion to approve the budget.
Sorry. Presented.
You know, I'm sorry, excuse me, but my screen just went blank, so I had to reboot real quickly. Did someone make a motion to adopt the budget?
Yes, I did.
Thank you. Was there a second?
This is Julie, I'll second.
Okay. I apologize for that. Something happened. So it's been made and seconded to adopt the budget as presented for CSLF. Any questions or comments? Further discussion? Mm-hmm. All right, hearing none. All those in favor of adopting the budget as presented, please say aye.
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 Is there anyone opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you, Justin. Kevin, we're going to do a financial report.
Yes, good afternoon. Kevin Berry, Senior Accountant at CSLF and CHIFA. Kara, if you could turn to page 21, I'd like to start on the balance sheet. So unrestricted assets decreased year over year by $776,000. It's primarily due to the transfer of funds to Chesla in the spring of 23. We transferred about $4.25 million. For the refi and for the scholarship resolution. This accounts for the decrease in the STIF account in on the agency side, as we redeemed the entire STIF account for about $750,000. On the trust side, loans receivables decreased by $18.193 million as students continue to make principal payments on time on their loans. We noticed a slight excess in trust cash building up, so we increased the rate we're paying down our bond liability going forward in May and June. Moving on to liabilities, bonds payable decreased by $15.85 million, and we redeemed the bonds as we receive student payments. Total net position is $20.5 million. That's a decrease of $3 million. Compared to last year, and that's due in part to the transfer to Chesla. Next, I'd like to move to page 23, which is the income statement. Beginning with revenue, loan interest income increased by $600,000, and this is primarily due to the SAP accrual increase actually being paid to CSLF instead of us owing it. Based on the rate increase, late fee income decreased by $40,000, representing students paying their monthly dues on time, and total consolidated income less the elimination accounts is $5.3 million. Moving on to expenses, the interest bond expense increased by $350,000 due to rate increases, and total consolidated expense less the elimination accounts is $4.3 million. The total change in net position year to date is $982,000. And our parity ratio is at 132%. So we're in good coverage. Any questions on the financials? If not,
go ahead, Kevin. I think I cut you off.
No, I was asking if there's any questions on the financials. Otherwise, I'm done.
Questions? All right. Thank you. And back to Justin for the bond redemption activity.
Sure. So quickly just covering the bond redemptions for the quarter. This is on page 27. During the quarter, a total of $4.8 million of bonds were redeemed as compared to last quarter's $1.7 million, broken down between the two tranches. So $3.5 million on the 2006 A1 tranche and $1.3 million on the 2006 A2 tranche. So the quarter's activity resulted in a total bond outstanding balance of $62.5 million, representing a 7% decline from the prior quarter. Looking at page 28, some of the portfolio characteristics, the weighted average coupon was unchanged, holding steady at 7.2%, and the weighted average remaining term also relatively unchanged, just moving from 217 to 218 months. And looking at loans in forbearance and repayment, forbearances decreased from 10.2% to 8.68%. And loans in repayment increased just slightly from 86.3% to 87.47%. And that's really all I've got related to the bond redemptions.
Any questions for Justin? Anything? All right. Thank you, Justin, for that. That concludes the agenda as presented. Is there any other business anyone would like to bring forward? Any business? Other business? All right. Hearing none, is there a motion to adjourn?
Julie, so moved.
Thank you, Julie. Is there a second?
Andrew, second.
Okay, second it. So the motion is made and seconded to adjourn. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Is there anyone opposed? Any abstentions? Thank you all very much. Thank you for your time. Enjoy your summer.